Hi guys, it's your girl Kayla, and welcome to another episode of the Proverbs 31 Women. I'm excited to be recording another podcast. This is probably going to be the third time I've tried recording a podcast episode. Long story short, school is ending in 2 weeks, so you know what that means. Finals are coming up. Things are getting pretty busy around here, and this past weekend I just turned 21. Saturday was my birthday. My best friend and my parents threw me this big party, and I couldn't have been more surprised and happier, and just the amount of gratitude that I felt was so amazing. Like, I can't even begin to tell you guys just the amount of, like, I just couldn't stop thinking about how all these people showed up to me, like, for me. Like, y'all are that interested about me, and you love me that much that you would just all show up for me. I have the best support system in the world, and I'm so blessed. For those of you that are listening and you wish me happy birthday, thank you so much for showing birthday love. Thank you so much for just making me feel special this past Saturday, and for all the gifts and all the hugs and kisses. It means so much to me. But anyways, I wanted to recap a few things that God has just been speaking to me, especially through this past message at church yesterday. So, if you guys weren't in, at House of Praise Oberlin, I'm gonna give you a little, I guess, summary or synopsis of what I learned, or what I, you know, got from the message. That there was a guest speaker. His name was Stephen Williams. He came to our church and was ministering. And I haven't been that encouraged by a message in a long time. Like, when I tell you the gifting that God has placed on that man, it's just indescribable. It's amazing. So he was talking about awakening, and he was breaking things down in Matthew chapter 25, and I definitely have to listen to his message again for more details on that. But just like the awakening that the Lord gives us is so beautiful. That was the topic of his message, or, you know, the title of it was awakening. And I think so many times we forget that God wants to awaken something inside of us. We get so into the monotonous routine of our day. And right now, as we speak, I am driving to school. I am commuting to Cleveland State, and I wanted to spice up my routine and record this podcast. But anyways, we get so monotonous. We wake up in the morning, we go on social media, we drink our cup of coffee, and we get ready and we go. And it's the same thing every day. But God is calling us to something greater, and to realize that the relationships we have with people, they're not coincidental, but everything is connected through God. And that, you know, the seeds that God has planted in our cities, they're going to come to life. They're going to sprout. And for those of you that don't know, Oberlin was one of the places that had a large revival. Charles Finney was the pioneer of that revival. And sadly, Oberlin is, you know, a lot of people don't know Oberlin for that. It's a home of a liberal arts college, and a lot of things that the community stands for is not based on the Word of God anymore. And it's sad. And our church, we have been there for 5 years, and we're believing for revival in our city, and for, you know, people to come to Christ and realize that the loneliness that they're experiencing can only be mended through the Father. And it's just, it was so beautiful to be encouraged from this man of God, because he was reminding us of why we're there, and that Charles Finney planted those seeds years ago, and now is the time for them to be, for them to start sprouting and growing. And I'm so blessed to know that God hasn't forgotten about us. The moment that we think we are forgotten about, God reminds us of our dreams, and He wants to awaken us out of a spirit of apathy, a spirit of laziness, of being lethargic. And He wants to bring us into His glorious light. You guys, we have a gift. We have something that is so beautiful that the world does not have. We have Jesus. And I was just telling my friends yesterday, I was like, you guys, we come from a place of victory because Christ died for us. Rejoice in that. For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only begotten Son. For whosoever believe in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Thank you, Lord, because you reminded me of a scripture that He shared. Whosoever believed in Him, we are the whosoever. We are those people that God died for. He didn't die for the perfect, because that doesn't exist. God is calling us to people that look different than us, that have a different view, that, you know, maybe they struggle with identifying who they are. You know what? The church is known for being so judgmental, so based on rules. But Jesus has told us, He showed us the exact opposite, that He came for everyone. But I want to clarify some things. God didn't come so we can stay in our sin. God loves us, you know, even in our sin. But when we are called to a life through Him, it's time to abandon that sin. I wanted to clarify that, because some people think that, you know, I can live for God and still do the things of this world. I can still, you know, get drunk. I can still, you know, party every weekend and, you know what I mean by the things of this world. I want to clarify that. Yes, God loves you, but He's calling you to a life that is more than what you are chasing in this world. And I am just so blessed to know that God has been calling me, and I've been reevaluating the relationships that I have with people, and I've been, you know, just thinking about how all of them are so, they're so meaningful. No relationship I have is by chance. It is by God's grace. It is God ordained. And I'm so honored that God would call me, to the places that I'm at, to minister to the children at my job, to, you know, be a light to people at my school, and, you know, just reflect God's goodness. So I want to encourage you, church, do not assume people are, that the world is all dark, that media, the lies of media tend to focus on the negative. But where are we at in the positive? Where are we at when children are dying? When your church is having a mission trip for you, or maybe you've seen something on Teen Mania, or maybe, you know, compassion, you want to sponsor a child, or maybe you have a new neighbor and, you know, you want to welcome them and cook them something to eat, or hold the door for somebody when they're going to the doctors or whatever. Church, we need to stand up. We need to be people that love others, whether they look the same as us, whether, you know, maybe they're a little smelly, or maybe they just, you know, have a different mindset. We're called to love everyone. We're called to be the light, the city on a hill. And let's do that this week. Let's be a church that loves. Let's be people that forgive and show tenderness and mercy. This world needs that. This world needs that. We are not meant to just stand on a pedestal and wait for our time to go with the Lord. Now is the time. Now is the time to love people the way that God has loved us. Amen? I hope you're saying amen. You guys, happy Monday. I am so excited. So excited for this week. I feel so just happy knowing that my God is with me. Even with this semester coming to a close and I'm about to take a final exam right now, I know that my God is with me. I know that I can face this day because of Him. So church, I encourage you today, and I hope that you have an awesome day. I want you to know that you are part of John 3:16. You are someone that will gain eternal life through Jesus. Just accept Him. Just, you know what? Let's say a prayer right now. If you have never given your life to Jesus, let's do it. Be brave. 2019 is the year that you're going to give your life over to the Lord. So start now. Father God, I pray. Well, actually, I'm going to pray over you, and then we're going to pray the salvation prayer. Father God, I just thank you for this individual right now that is listening to this podcast. You know where they're at in their lives, and you love them despite what they have been struggling with, despite their sin, God. You have died for every single person on this earth so that we may find eternal life through you, so we wouldn't have to live without purpose, because we find our purpose in you. And I pray that you would open their heart to salvation, open their heart to you. All right, now let's say this prayer. Father, I give you my heart. I lean not on what I know or the life that I try to live on my own. I am dependent on you, Jesus. I recognize that you are my Lord and Savior, and I cannot continue this life without you. I now choose you over everything, over my selfish thinking, over my past sin, and I give you full control. I want to spend eternity with you, and I choose you as my Lord and Savior. If you have prayed that prayer for the first time, I am so happy to welcome you as part of the kingdom of God. My brother or sister listening to this, rejoice knowing that God loves you and you are part of His family. All right, you guys, let's start off this week strong and be confident in who God has called us to be. Love your neighbor, and let's just get it this week, guys. All right, stay tuned for another episode. Bye.